Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So last week we spoke about Scholar Transport, and you and I had a conversation about what actually happens there. How do we find ourselves where, you know, every single year, in fact, much more frequent than that, we have children who die in Scholar Transport. That's not necessarily always because it's a fault of the driver, but we spoke about overcrowding in the Scholar Transport, and now we are sitting here with children who passed away last week. Daniel Mposi is a family spokesperson of one of the children that died in that accident last week in Carltonville. I really want to thank you for making time for us. Good evening and welcome, Mr. Mposi.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Mposi, just maybe give us a sense of what do you know actually in that accident?
If maybe I can start by just quoting you, ma'am. This interview is on behalf of my brother-in-law, Gosnati, who was the taxi driver.
Your brother-in-law was the driver of the car?
Yes.
All right. We apologize for that mistake. So how much do you know about what happened on that day?
I was on my way to the mine. So I didn't know anything about the incident. Mm. So there were four or two ladies hiking to Auckland Primary School. So I just stopped, and they asked me, did I hear anything about the accident that happened on the road to Auckland Primary? I told them I know nothing. They asked me, did you see the Facebook? I told them I know nothing about the incident. So I let them in my car, then I drove to Rockland. It was not at Rockland. It's where the accident happened. It was not there.
It was on the way to Rockland.
Yes, on the way. Yeah. On the way, they just told me, ma'am, did you hear? You know what? That Nkosinathi has passed on. I said, no, man. Who's Nkosinathi? No, Nkosinathi, the one that works at EFS. I told him, no. That's the brother that I know that stays with my sister. Is it the correct guy that you're talking about? They said, yeah. No, the one that takes the children to the school. I told them that that's the guy that I'm talking about. So we drove, then we arrived at the scene. So at the time, they didn't let me in because they were already barricaded the area. But I did saw the taxi of Nkosinathi, a Bugatti, was on fire and was burning, you see.
And yes, I know.
I was so traumatized. I was so traumatized, and, you know, I could really get hold of myself because I was, you know, in a shock.
You obviously, you were not there and you don't know the details, but so far, what have you been told happened?
You know, if you can maybe let me, maybe I prefer to talk it in my language.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Thank you. So, atwa from to the area N12 to the mine, ne? The thing was not to go into the mine, alika in your hamweta. Then, the time you can go that the owner cannot go away again. You let a loser control because of full day hour or something else, no more to a hurry.
Oh no. So, how about a taxi? Oh,
we are distracted. Yeah, we are going to be oncoming cars. Then I did come online and I'll be on.
Yeah.
Then I was shifted to the other side. Stop up on a little.
I can have more taxi.
More taxi, yes.
So, Banaba load a little taxi. It was a hill.
Mama, I can't tell you because I can't deny no. I can't as a driver.
Sure.
Well, that's in a marionne. Who are covering that around each kin that to Oyan Jose Mosea or Hanat and Savannah from 2017. So I don't think that it's a proso air. I never told you the one. I teach a man of a woman. Go transport to Mabora. Okina of one of them.
Why Perekela or Naberekela somebody else? Kit takes ya. So, what an answer, Berga, from 2017?
From 2017, I transport a banana school.
I mean, Habarablel, Arashone, Bari Nhonale Banaba in 19 or something like that. Can it?
Mama wa utla go ga o shone.
Yeah, that's why ke botsa wena.
Nna ke go ga shone, and then na as you need, I get to ke need to ke maka because wena o ga o shone.
No, nga se be show ka hore nna ne ke see you and that's why ke botsa wena hore wena from nete we utlileng. Ke di family tse 19 tse tleng di are bana ba bona ba tlokofetse.
Ongkubile mama hale re bua pele nna lwe ke itse batswadi ba itsa bana ba bona ba tshwere bana ba bona ka matsogo ko transporting if o bona gore it's overcrowded a ke go tlontsha ngwana wa gago o tila bona nna ba mmakatsa batho ba go ke 19 e le kgale ba tsa ba palamisa mo yone taxi e o tila ngwana wa so poe ke a ipotsa gore go etsagana eng.
Ntate
nko sinati setse le mmulukile? Ntate nko sinati re somo mama. Re emetse di DNA results. So ba itse di kanka two weeks to 3 weeks. Fila bona. So any part go bonko sinati ba matla go Eastern Cape go Dutjwa. Mamma, so I never petulate. A whole mamma repetulated 13 years and Jadila Luanako high on a Mawanaka. And Jadila Luana, I have never motivated to Joloka a part of our family. Who did Silana, Unaluana, the Pilavon. So, in the Leone, pray to win everything in Leone, one nothing, come on, the Kakona Wana Mawan.
Monna wa vene.
Yeah.
Likile la buisana le ne likile la mona.
Ntate o wa vene. A re so kopane le yena. A re itse go tsagalang ke ne ke tsiki bua le Baba Banidia, Baita Baba, Hoko Panale, Manta, the Ungar Hatola Hali. I reach you for a matata game for Mundate at the Mona, Akubale and Abuntirino.
My podisa, I get a barrel about Lubula case, Abaisibal Bilhori, Hosamehaya.
I also get any formal statement from the subs, however. To the family. Honor also told an informal statement from them.
So, haba leblela hore taba ya ntatole e tsamaya.
Le re mo le fishing re le ya na re le family.
khona le maybe somebody o go ma policing o buang le lona even though a so lo kopanye le ntate olo khona le anybody o kileng a bua le lona
according to my knowledge I know anybody from the sub so kile a tla formally mo go go ntlo a tlo bua le rona regarding your mother formally
Department ya education yona ha gona motho kileng a buisana le lona are maybe le tlhoka thuso nothing or maybe batlile
motho o ileng a tla ke our mayor o na le teng ka letsatsi la mabane le ba social development ana ba le teng ba go tsetse di food parcels se le la sukopeste le ya ga rona o na le teng le ana other organizations people are one of the batla mo rona di other parties ba ile batla mo rona some of them ba tsa ba arrange the meetings with us okay
abut posi gona le motho o batlang go bua le wena mo founung ke Busi o batla o comment Busi good evening and welcome
Busi good evening thank you very much for having me I think firstly it's important to just send condolences to the family I think this is a tragedy that we will not recover from for many years to come. It is often and most recently not obtuse to have young people pass. My question is relatively regarding the authorization and particularly the licensing of the driver himself. Is the driver part of any driving association? Has he been licensed? Does he have a PDP? I think that's very important for us to be able to understand. It's also critical for us to be able to understand what particularly happened on that day, although we can't get first-hand accounts outside of the people who were involved in the accident. Is the family aware of whether the driver was under the influence of any substance whatsoever? What you know engagement have they had with the families of the children who were being transported? More than anything else, what has this loss meant for the family from a socioeconomic perspective, understanding that this driver could have possibly been a breadwinner within his family? There are many questions I think that we have to ask, and outside of you know the state having a role to play and parents themselves having a role to play, I want to understand whether the family is willing to engage with civil society organizations that do the work around not only protecting drivers and learners within the private, you know, transporting system, but is the family willing to engage in conversations with other drivers around the necessity for them not only to be registered, but to have vehicles that are up to code and up to standard? Are they willing to have conversations about the importance of, you know, drivers getting advanced driving lessons, for an example, in order for them to be able to handle such situations in the future? I just want to understand what are the plans of the family going forward in relation to not only engaging with the families of the children, but also from an activist perspective, are they willing to engage with civil society organizations to speak to other drivers of, you know, that provide transport for children, to be able to create some sort of a program that will help us safeguard children and learners, rather, as they go to school every morning?
Okay, so obviously you may have missed it, Busi. He did mention the fact that this was a breadwinner in the family, and obviously the circumstances are very difficult. There's a child there, so this is definitely a big loss for them. Are you representing civil service organization, perhaps? Are you from one?
Yes, I am currently in a civil society organization that does deal with, you know, private transporting providers, providers within various communities. And this is why I'm asking around whether the family is willing to engage in new programs as we're looking to go into communities and further educate, you know, drivers around the necessity to get advanced driving, to get PDPs, to get registered with the Department of Basic Education and the Department of Transport and other services that are available to them to help alleviate a lot of the pressure that they feel. Because to a large extent, being a, you know, caregiver and also being, you know, the breadwinner in a family, people are under pressure from an economic perspective in the sense that they're willing to overload their cars because of the financial assistance and the money that comes with that overload. And what we're looking to do is to see how a grant system can then be enacted that comes from the schools, from the school governing bodies, from, you know, the department as well, to assist private transport service providers within various communities. Because one of the fundamental necessities of the Department of Education is for them to not only provide an education, but to also provide adequate transport for learners to be able to access that education. And I think, you know, them engaging also in the grants that are available to them from that perspective of, assistance from government in order to help fund, to a large extent, a network of private service transport providers would be something that it would be beneficial. And I think the story of this particular incident would be one that would motivate other private transport drivers to be able to join not only the network, but to have honest conversations about the challenges that they face and what needs to be done to alleviate this so we don't have such instances in the future.
Wasile, I'm going to put you back to our producers, if you don't mind maybe leaving your details, and then we can share them with Daniel so that you can take this offline and then see how you can align, you know, what your efforts are and obviously themselves. Daniel, thanks again for talking to us. I mean, I think it's very early and hauna dikarabo, you know, zedingata. But lekarata uisana le organization ya bobusi ena
No.
I don't expect you Rudy Arabe. I don't expect you Rudy Arabe. I think go early. That's why I keep saying rekanka number tsa hae mothlomong lona le tla buisana kana ko e right.
Yeah. Ha ona botata, ha ona botata mmwa. O kana wa mofatsone ga kopana le mabua.
Yeah. O itirking re lebogile thata ne
ke rona ba lebogileng ntsho ne ke tla leka ke la ka tswe bua gore sentseng ke modimo re ke be ga selwantsha ke la bona to all the families tsa bana ke re dudu go tle botlhoko re amegile le rona jaaka batadi jaka community ya kukosi le ntate mapukati le mali ntengi ya itana sabati le choka vana nwe wama hata vana kapele wa heka ufutela that is why I don't have to find some kilo wa hafe from 2017 ata ni sabana so rebata hore dudu tidi sahamba hodo wa kukosi rela kere zulu wana rene family re tlhoka go ka matseba le waka re tlhoka go ka matseba re mara modimo o teng ke ene ya tsebang tshotlhe ke a tsebora
go lebogile ntate go lebogile rona ra lebogane Daniel Mphosi ke ene ona a buela family ya Nkosinathi, the gentleman that was driving the scholar transport. And it's early days, folks, and I think some of these details will be coming through as time passes, but I think it's also fair that we allow the family some space, and also we wouldn't be able to get all the answers, as you can imagine. Anonymous, thanks so much for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Yes, how are you, my sister?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, and thank you for giving me the platform, and just want to send my condolences to everyone within those families. Eh? You know what, it's very sad, it is very sad, because I think the Department of Transport, they have to do something about it, because actually, you know what, sometimes, because I'll say that most of my time I'm on the road as well, and as an Uber driver, and you can, you know, as most of the time you can see these transporters, you'll see the kids are overloaded, and sometimes you'll see the traffic officers, they'll just stop them, and from there they just leave them to pass. I mean, I think they have to, you know, to be firm about these transporters, to say that they have to have a certain numbers, like maybe if they say the 16 seaters, they must make sure that those learners are 16 seaters. Because at the end of the day, you know what, those people, they want to get extra money. That is why they end up doing overload, you know. Mm. So they don't care. Also, like maybe they just care for themselves, for their pockets, but they don't care. But also the parents. You know, there's something that I just wanted to bring to you guys, that parents are so ignorant. I don't want to lie. Parents are so ignorant. Parents, is like, they're desperate. I mean, they can see, even if, I just heard the brother saying that the parents will come and bring the kids holding their hands. Yes, they'll bring them, but because of desperation, they end up putting their kids into that transport whereby they can see that it's 23 kids, to 23 learners in that transport. But I think it's because of desperation. So parents, they must learn not to risk the life of their children because of desperation.
Thank you so much, Anonymous.
Even on the van, sometimes they just put them in these bikes. I mean, it is not fair. It is not fair for the children because, remember, the children, they cannot have their own decision. They just pack them like they are packing like potatoes in there. It is not fair. Sometimes, you know, my heart will be sore looking at those children.
Anonymous.
So I think the department of the traffic department and also...
education,
traffic department, and also road accident. They have to be firm on that.
Anonymous, appreciate the Metro Cops. Thanks very much, Anonymous.
Metro Cops, yes.
Thanks a lot for that take there. Thanks very much. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to be speaking to Gun Free South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.